Minehead Baptist Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, the 3rd of January, 2010. Hello and welcome. Thank you once again for joining me. My name's James and I'm the web guy here at NBC. I'm sorry it's a bit late getting this one out, but with all the snow and whatnot, I haven't had a chance to get my hands on a recording until now. But now I have, it's coming straight to you. To start the new year, Andy spoke on building up the body. The reading was 1 Corinthians 12, verses 7 to 20. But as it didn't come out very well, I'm going to read it to you now. And then Andy will start his sermon. So here's the reading. Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, to another the message of knowledge by the means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and still to another the interpretation of tongues. All of these are the work of the one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one, just as he determines. The body is a unit, and though it is made up of many parts, and though its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by the one Spirit into one body, whether Jew or Greek, slave or free, and we're all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not be for that reason ceased to be part of that body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, they are many parts, but one body.
The local church is the greatest hope for the world. Thank you. Just have a look around. Just have a look around. I often say this. Have a look at one another. You are the greatest hope. We are the greatest hope, along with those other believers, Christians, that go to the other churches in the town. We are the greatest hope for the world. We do not say that proudly, do we? Because we can. I can look at my own life and smile when I think about that. You mean me, Lord? We can look at one another in this room and none of us are princes or great people in the eyes of the world. Yet in the eyes of God and in the hands of God and in the purposes of God, we are the greatest hope for the world. It's amazing. And it's with that thought that I wanted to come this morning to look at the body of Christ at the beginning of this new year. For Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27, you are the body of Christ, and everyone a member of it. So who's made a New Year's resolution? You are wise people. Wise people. I don't know if I have in theory, whether I have in practice or not is yet to be seen. But, you know, perhaps you, like me, once again, looking back on this last year, especially the last few weeks, and looking into this new year, and anyone else decided, yes, I've got to eat less and exercise more. Anybody? Yes. Oh, yes. I've done it again. Once again, I did it last year. I'm going to do it again next year. And I'm doing it here right now. I need to eat less and exercise more. The Apostle Paul's most common illustration of the church is the body of Christ. Now, I don't know what image that conjures up in your mind. Perhaps you may heretically in a way, or fearfully, or maybe wonderfully. Consider your own body when you think of the body of Christ. Anybody? Good. I don't know what pictures it conjures up for you, but for Paul, that was the image that he had in mind. We are the body of Christ. His picture of the church was as a body. In verse 12 of our reading, Paul says the body is a unit. It is one. Although it is made up of many parts. And so it is with Christ. We are one. Although we are made up. The body of Christ is made up of many different members. And I think it's fair to say that the primary concern of the New Testament letters is that this body is functioning well, is healthy, unlike mine, fit, unlike me. And Paul says that in order for this body to function properly, every part must be healthy and fit. And every part must play its part. Every part must do what God has appointed it to do. Then the body will be healthy. Verse 7, 1 Corinthians 12, Paul says, to each, put up your hand if you're an each. Yep, everyone's, all our hands should be up. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for each is good? No. For the common good. Yes? The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each for the common good. And Ephesians chapter 4, Paul elaborates this a little bit more when he writes in verse 15, rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. So we are the body of Christ, and everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ is a member of the body of Christ. And the body of Christ is healthy and fit and effective when each part, each member, is doing its work, it's working properly. My New Year's resolution for Minehead Baptist Church is this, that we will become a fit and healthy body where every member does what God has appointed them to do. Amen? And I've got some more good news for you. I've got one point this morning. What? However, that one point has got six subheadings. And I wish, you know what I'm like, but I wish I could spend longer on each subheading, but I promise I won't. These are going to be very brief because Tim and I, over the next weeks and months, are going to unpack this a little bit more. So this is just, in a sense, an introduction. The point is this. We are the body of Christ. Would you say with me, we are the body of Christ. Now we know, don't we, that there is a universal aspect to the body of Christ. That, by the way, I'm sure you know that not everyone who goes to church in this town or across the world is a member of the body of Christ. Not everyone who goes to church is a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ and therefore a member of the body of Christ. And so be it. That's the way it should be. But the body of Christ is made up of those who do have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who have made themselves a part of Jesus, and therefore we are a part of his body. There is a universal aspect to the body of Christ. Christians, brothers and sisters around the world that we are members with. There is a geographical element to the body of Christ, that the body of Christ isn't, we are not the only part of the body of Christ here in Minehead. I'm sure you know that and appreciate it. But that we are joined with other believers that go to other churches in the town. But it is also true to say that we are, in this church, those of us that want this to be our spiritual home, we are also the body of Christ. And that every one is a member of it. That is the point. We are a unit. These are the six sub-points. First, we need to remember it is his body that we're talking about. It is his body. The reading from Ephesians says he is the head of the body. Now, you could cut off my arm if you wanted, and I could live. If you cut off my head, and some of you might want to do that, then I think I might have problems. He is the head of the church. It is his body. Verse 27 of our reading, Paul says, now you are the body of Christ, and individually you are members of it. Just being topical for a moment, if you're one of those 62 individuals or couples that have got Bible in a year, you will have read yesterday the comment from Selwyn. This is so that those of you that aren't will think, "Oh, I've got to be part of this." But in our Bible reading yesterday, Selwyn Hughes commented, "Human beings have a tendency to make God in our own image. He made us in his image. But we always want to return the compliment." So says Selwyn Hughes. We are the body of Christ. We are Jesus' body. Therefore, as individual members of that body, and as the body corporate, we are to conform to him. Amen? He will not conform to us. We are to conform to him. The call of the church is no more and no less than to be Jesus in the world as Jesus himself was in the world. No more and no less. The poet Annie Johnson Flint, and last week I got terribly poetic, didn't I? I don't know what's going on with me, but anyway, there you are. I must go and see the doctor. But the poet Annie Johnson Flint wrote these, and this will be familiar words, I'm sure, to many of you. Christ has no hands but our hands to do his work today. He has no feet but our feet to lead men in the way. He has no tongue but our tongue to tell men how he died. He has no help but our help to bring them to his side. We are the body of Christ, and we are all members of his body. That's point one. That was brief, wasn't it? Doing all right. Point two. He is the source of who we are and what we do. Let's look at verse 4. Read with me. Verse 4. Now there are very varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. Verse 5. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. Verse 6. There are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. Verse 7. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Verse 11, all of these are empowered by one and the same Spirit who apportions to each one individually as he wills. He is the source of who we are and of what we do. And you know, I don't know about you, but I was really caught up with the X factor. Now, that might really make me dive in your opinion of me. Thank you, Mary. Thank you for being so honest. But I really was. I have repented of it, but you know, in this age of celebrity, there is no room for celebrity in the church. There is no room for pride. Didn't I do a good job? And there is no room for adulation. Didn't he do a good job? There's plenty of space for encouragement and love and all those sorts of things. But there's no room for pride or adulation, putting people up on pedestals. There is no room for celebrity in the body of Christ. Every spiritual gift is the work of the Holy Spirit. Every act of service is the work of the Holy Spirit. Every act of mercy, every prophetic utterance, every healing, every word of encouragement, every manifestation of the Holy Spirit comes from God and is for His glory and the building up of His body. Amen? We are His body. We are, and we conform to Him, not He to us. And as that body, He is the source of everything that we are and that we do. Thirdly, He brings the members of the body together. Verse 18 of our reading. But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as He chose. And verse 24, I love this in the English Standard Version. Verse 24, what does verse 24 say in the NIV? Anyone? But God. God, thank you. God has combined, the NIV says. The English Standard Version, which is a little bit more literal than the NIV, says this. I think it's really wonderful. It says, God has composed the body. God has composed the body. Rather like a composer who has a piece of music in his mind, who writes what is in his mind down on a sheet of music, on a sheet of paper, who brings in various instruments at various points throughout the piece. God has composed the body. Isn't that wonderful? Matthew Henry comments, "Shall not the Spirit of God do what He will with His own? It is not as man will, nor as they think fit, but as the Spirit pleases." Now, earlier we looked at one another and there was a sort of a little laugh as we looked at each other and thought, are we the greatest hope for the world? And as we look around each other and as we have coffee together, we may think, I may not have chosen actually to spend an hour or so with that particular person today. They're a bit odd. They're not quite my kind of person. But as we look around, are you looking at anyone in particular, Julian, or but we may look around and we may think, well, I'm not sure I would naturally have chosen this. But God has chosen you. And He has brought you together with us. And He's pleased to do it. It was in His mind. He has composed the body. And I really pray this year that we will have a greater sense of unity and of love for each other and appreciation of each other. Do you know, we do not appoint anyone to anything in the church. Amen? I might think about that for a minute. Strictly speaking, the church did not appoint me to be its minister, strictly speaking. You may say, well, we did. We had a church meeting and one or two of us put up our hands. We don't appoint leaders of the church either. We don't appoint worship leaders. We don't appoint prophets, teachers, pastors. We don't appoint these people to a particular position. And so it is for each one of us. God is the one who appoints. Our role is to recognize and welcome that appointment. That's our job, to recognize it and to welcome it. And so it is for each one of us. Together, we must discern your place, your part in the body. What is God calling you? What part is God calling you to play in the body? Are you a foot, or an ear, or an eye, or a hand, or a mouth, or a heart? What are the gifts God has given you? What is the part that God has appointed you to play? Can I say you are not here by accident? God arranges the members of the body as he chooses, as he wills. Fourth, celebrate the part that God has given you. The body of Christ needs you. Just turn to the person next to you and just say to them lovingly and gently, the body of Christ needs you. Thank you, and he needs you too. Let's read from verse 14. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body, that would not make it any less part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? That's good, isn't it? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? Doesn't say where would the smell be. It says where would the sense. Verse 28. God has appointed in the church apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, so on and so forth. God is the one who appoints. Do you know there is a modesty, and I say a modesty in quotes, in the church that could be thinly veiled disobedience. A modesty in the church that could be thinly veiled disobedience. I'm not very good. I can't do very much. I could never stand up and do anything in front of so many people. Everyone is so much more gifted than I. Be sure, I'm not asking that we deny who we are, but we must make sure that we do not allow what we are or what we think we are to prevent us from doing what God is calling us to do. And we must make sure that we do not allow what we think we are to prevent us from doing what God is calling us to be. Yes? If we are only prepared to do those things about which we feel comfortable, we shall never grow. We miss out, and everybody else in the body will miss out. God has placed you in the body. Celebrate the wonderful gift that God has given you. Fifth point, celebrate the part God has given others. You know well enough, I'm sure, the story of the young lad who begrudged the fact that he was given the part of the innkeeper in this Christmas play when he wanted to be Joseph. You know the story. He thought He thought, I'll get my own back. And when it came to the point that he was supposed to say, sorry, there is no room in the inn, he actually said, yeah, there's plenty of room. Come in. We've got to appreciate the parts that other people play. We've got to appreciate others and their gifts. Verse 19 says, if all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Do you know, if there is anything worse than not celebrating the gifts that God has given you, it is not celebrating the way God has gifted others. You know, we can so easily be jealous of other people's gifts and despise other people's contributions. It's nonsense. We are the body of Christ. God has gifted you. Celebrate. God has gifted others. Celebrate. The truth is, God has placed us together and we need each other. I need you. You need me. Amen? Oh, thank you. And the world needs us. Celebrate that God has given me what you need. I'm a gift to you. Celebrate that God has given you what I need. You are a gift to me. Celebrate the gifts that God has given to each other, for we are a gift to each other. In his wisdom, God has brought all the different parts of the body together. And the last point is seek more. I've just said that we should celebrate the wonderful gift that God has given you. And we must. However, there is a sense in which we must always seek more of God and of his gifting. Verse 28. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helping and administering, and various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? Verse 31. But earnestly desire the higher gifts. The NIV says, eagerly desire the greater gifts. Now, I really don't believe that Paul is establishing there a hierarchy of spiritual gifts. On the contrary, I believe that Paul is urging us to seek the gifts which are of greater benefit to others. In chapter 14, Paul continues this. He says from verse 1, pursue love. And earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. For one who speaks in a tongue speaks not to men but to God. For no one understands him, but he utters mysteries in the spirit. On the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to people for their building up and encouragement and consolation. The one who speaks in a tongue builds up himself. And there's nothing wrong in that. But the one who prophesies builds up the church. The one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets, so that the church may be built up. You see, the greater gifts are those gifts that have a greater impact. And we are all encouraged to seek the greater gifts, not for our own benefit, but for the building up of the body. Brothers and sisters in Christ, over these next few weeks and months, we're going to be looking at spiritual gifts and your place in the body of Christ. We're going to consider it on Sunday mornings, and we're going to be considering it through the week in our small groups. If you haven't already, pick up the program leaflet, January to March, and there are more details in there. This isn't just so that we can learn a little bit more, but so that we can learn so that we learn, we put what we learn into practice, so that we will become a healthy and fit body when each part plays its part. We are the body of Christ. Remember, it is his body and you are a part of it. He is the source of all we do and all we are. He determines the parts he wants you to play. So will you discover and celebrate the part he has appointed you to play? Will you celebrate the part he has appointed others to play? And will you seek more of him and his gifting so that you can play an even greater part in the building up of his body that meets here week by week? Let's just pray. Father, I thank you for your body here in this place. I thank you for the many gifts that we know about and appreciate week by week. Lord, I pray that you would encourage each member of your body here, that you would build and strengthen each member, that as you build and strengthen them, so you will build and strengthen your body here in this place. Lord Jesus, will you build your church? Will you build us up? Strengthen us and empower us that we may be the hands, the feet, the mouth, the body of Christ in this world, that we may make him known and bring him glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you'd like to leave a comment on the sermon, please do so over at minehead-baptist.com/sermons. And the website's also the place where you can find out what's happening here at Minehead Baptist Church. Well, thank you once again for listening. Please stay subscribed and I'll speak to you soon.